This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burke. President Joe Biden outlined his case for pushing a $1.9 trillion COVID rescue package through Congress with or without help from Republicans on Friday. Speaking at the White House, the president said many Americans are losing hope and the time to act is now.
And I believe the American people are looking right now to their government for help to do our job, to not let them down. So I'm going to act. I'm going to act fast.
Biden said that he would like to provide relief with support from Republicans, but in his words, they are not willing to go as far as I think we have to go. Biden's comments came shortly after meeting with the House Democratic committee chairs, who aimed to put his $1.9 trillion relief package on a fast track to becoming law. American employers added jobs in January, but not many. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After the economy lost 227,000 jobs in December, the first decline since April, hiring picked up in January by 49,000 jobs, fewer than half, economists predicted. The unemployment rate fell sharply from 6.7% to 6.3%. About half of that was because some of those out of work found jobs while others stopped looking and are no longer counted as unemployed. Nearly 10 million Americans are still jobless. The numbers show the pandemic's keeping a tight grip on the economy as President Biden pushes Congress to approve a massive stimulus package. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Christopher Plummer, the dashing award-winning actor who played Captain Von Trapp in the film The Sound of Music and at 82 became the oldest Academy Award acting winner in history, has died. Plummer died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut. He was 91. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has appeared in a Moscow court for the second time this week, this time on a charge of defaming a World War II veteran. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The politician, who was ordered earlier this week to serve 2 years and 8 months in prison, criticized the hearing as a disgusting PR trial intended by the Kremlin to disparage him. Navalny is being charged with defamation after he slammed people featured in a video promoting the constitutional reform that allowed an extension to President Vladimir Putin's rule as corrupt stooges and traitors. The authorities maintain that Navalny's comments denigrate the honour and dignity of a World War II veteran featured in the video. If convicted, Navalny faces a fine or community service. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Delegates from Libya's warring factions on Friday selected new leaders to guide the North African country through to national elections in December. In what could be a landmark achievement to end one of the intractable conflicts left by the Arab Spring a decade ago, the 74 delegates chose a list of candidates in a UN-hosted process aimed to give balance to regional powers and various political and economic interests. The UN process, known as the Libyan Political Dialogue Forum, was aimed at choosing an interim authority that will oversee the country as part of an effort to rebuild state institutions and lead to national elections on December 24th. The White House says President Joe Biden is using the Defense Production Act to help bolster vaccine production, at-home coronavirus testing kits, and surgical gloves. At a news conference, White House COVID-19 Supply Coordinator Tim Manning said the administration is taking steps to boost domestic production of the critical supplies.
Right now, we just don't have enough gloves. We're nearly 100% reliant on overseas manufacturers to export to us our country's surgical gloves that protect healthcare workers. And that's unacceptable, and we're using all of our authorities to fix it.
Manning also said the administration will help Pfizer clear a bottleneck around capabilities with vaccine production by giving the drug maker first priority to needed supplies. He also said the United States is investing in 6 manufacturers to develop at-home and point-of-care tests for the coronavirus. On Wall Street, just before the close, all 3 major indices, the Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, were trading in positive territory. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.